Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. If we were to list the great people in the Bible, either at the top of your list, or I'm sure very near the top of your list, would probably be the Apostle Paul. He was one of the best Christians that I know of in the Bible. Paul was a great preacher, a missionary, a church builder, an evangelist, used by God to get the gospel in the Bible to the Gentile world. Paul was bold and strong. He was not afraid to take on the politicians and the religious leaders of his day. He went to prison often for his strong stand, and he boldly spoke out against folks. He traveled, he preached, he wrote, and he made tents on the side for money. Paul was a strong man. What made the Apostle Paul so strong? The answer may surprise you. It was all of his weakness that made him strong. Had Paul not kept going while facing opposition, we would not look at him as being so strong. Paul's ability to go on in his weakness is what made him strong. Paul had some kind of bad, painful eye disease. We don't know for sure what it was, but from what I can tell, it was some nearly permanent form of pink eye, so to speak. He had also been beaten so much, he probably had a type of epileptic seizures. You see, Paul had been lashed 195 times. He had been flogged with canes or rods 3 times. He had been stoned and left for dead. He was shipwrecked 3 times, and one of those times he spent a day and a half in the open sea waiting to be rescued. He had been robbed often and beat up. And honestly, Paul was not probably a giant physical specimen. Probably just a little runty guy that just kept on going. Have you ever seen a professional bodybuilder? Looks like every muscle is chiseled and defined. Looks like their skin is shrink-wrapped over bulging muscles. Did you know to look like that, you don't necessarily have to be strong? You say, wait a minute, preacher. Well, they lift a lot of weights, but they don't put a lot of weight on their weights. They do many thousands of repetitions of one muscle group at a time. And they define the muscle more than build the muscle. Did you realize that many professional bodybuilders end up with heart issues due to their diet and the stress that they put on their bodies? You realize that when they flex their muscles, they have to be careful that they're not bumped or hit, or their muscles could actually rupture. They appear strong, but they're actually somewhat fragile. Have you ever seen the average farmer? He's some scrawny little guy that doesn't care much about what others think about his appearance, but he'll throw millions of hay bales. He'll carry bags of feed and feeding stock and fixes his own equipment and picking up tractor wheels and everything else, manhandling cattle and sheep, and he's as strong as a bull moose. He never tries to measure how strong he is. He just digs down deep to get the job done. You see, the bodybuilder takes off all he can legally and strips down and soaks himself with oils and fluids to have an appearance of strength. An old farmer puts his old flannel shirt on in the middle of the summer and goes out and throws hay bales all day and then goes back to the barn and stacks it in the barn and takes care of chores. I'm here to tell you that the bodybuilder may look strong, but it's the farmer who is strong. One has an appearance of power, and the other just uses his power. You know, many of us are like the Apostle Paul. We're stronger than we think we are. We just have to face the opposition to find it. Strength is not measured by appearance. It's only measured by opposition. You don't get strong because you look strong. You get strong by facing the opposition. Let me give you a few thoughts about strength today. True strength, number one, has to be stirred up from within. Psalm 80, verse 2, before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. The word stir means to raise oneself up. I want you to notice in 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Bible says, God will not, that's in the future, suffer you to be tempted above that ye are, that's present, able. You see, God's not going to bring more to you than you can take. You have the strength in you right now to take what God is going to allow to happen for you. For instance, the sleeping, forsaking disciples in 50 days were going to preach Pentecost. Senior boy or senior girl, 12th grader in your home or church, they look like a little kid right now, but do you realize in just a few years, there'll be a parent with a child and sick ones in the hospital taking the pains of life? You see, that sick person has to battle a disease to get strong. Psalm 37:39 says, the Lord is our strength in time of trouble. Number two, we're to wait upon the Lord to get strength. Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The word wait does not mean sit there and do nothing. It's like the server at a table at a restaurant. We're to keep on serving, keep on working until we get the strength to do more. We need to exercise ourselves. That means we ought to be at every church service. We ought to go soul winning. We ought to read our Bible. We ought to pray. We ought to help others. We ought to be doing the things that God wants us to do. God's love is unconditional, but his strength is conditional. We have to do our part. And lastly, the doing of good gives you strength. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are of the household of faith. You see, in the doing of good, you get strength to go on. A farmer can work all day, put up hay, do his chores, feed, and be dead dog tired. But you let that neighbor give him a call and say, I got a cow that's birthing and I need some help. That old farmer will reach down in and say, my neighbor needs some help. I'm going to go help him. And he finds the strength even though he did not think he had it. We have too many bodybuilders in our church, and God wants farm boys. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.